Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yosef Ezra ben Esther, the bracha v'hatzlacha, v'chol maaseh yadav. Very fascinating shaila discussed by Hagaon Chaim Sofer, zecher tzadik v'vracha, who was a major posek in Gadol in Hungary, 1800s, Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, but no relation. And he has many Svarim, numerous Svarim, very Chashuv Svarim, Ba'onish Svarim. And we're going to be learning Mitzvah Shem, Siman Nun Gimel, in the second volume of Yerideya, Shiva that I came upon, Darach Limudi. Rav Shalom Mecholotu, Levoi Shem Ora Gadol, Mishel Satoira, great peace. And only good to the head of the great light, the Memshelas HaTorah, the line in the Torah, Mor HaGadol HaMemshelas HaYayim, he writes Mor HaGadol HaMemshelas HaTorah. Mechutani is Mechutan, they married off their children to each other. Hacharif Yuboki Kvod Rav Elio Shenkel, Nero Yoyer, Bikihila Kedosha, Koitev Bigalitzian, somewhere in Galitzia, place called Kotev. Kihila Kadosha Kotev. So he said, I received your letters, and Lo Yuman Ki Yisupor Tel Shetil Doisai Rovu. And it's just unbelievable how many tirdos I have, how many things I have keeping me busy, giving me trouble. I'm a weak person, and therefore I can't answer you like I want to answer you. But since you said that this is a very chash of a question, I said I'm going to answer. And even though it's hard for me to reveal what my opinion is, because this was already discussed by Moiri Barabi, Kvar Hoyva Zokain, my Rebbe already paskin this shaila. So who am I to give a different opinion, an alternative opinion? Nevertheless, a galet, and he says, sharing the vavi. A galet daiti rakla hagdil tayra. I will reveal my opinion on the matter in order to increase the proliferation of Torah in the world. And you mentioned various achronim in your letter, so I don't really have these achronim. I don't have so many svarim. I don't have Yotzer HaChochmam. I don't have the Bar Ilan program. I don't have Google. I don't have any of these things. So I can just tell you based on what I know, and this is what I have to say about it. We actually discussed this shaila many years ago. We had a shiur on this. There's a tshuva about it in the Sefer, if I remember correctly, L'hoyrois Nasan, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin HaGadol, Nasan Gishtetner, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha. And now we are going to see what Rav Chaim Sofer says about this. What's the shaila? Shaila is a Sefer Torah that has a mistake. There's no date on the letter. I always like to see the dates. No date on this letter. But it says sometime before we were born. So Sefer Torah has a mistake in the name of God that can't be corrected. And B'roiva Yomim, over time, this Sefer became mixed up with the other Sfarim in the Aron Kodesh. So the Kitzi Yerushalmi here of a Sefer Torah, the Tos is in the Shem Hashem. The bottom line is that it's a Pasul of Sefer Torah. And we don't know which Sefer Torah it is. We don't know which Sefer Torah it is. We don't know where the mistake is. We don't know anything. Are you allowed to read one of these Sefer Torah that are mixed in to this mixture where one is Pasul and the rest are Kosher? That's the shaila. Tshuva. Hadavar ledaiti besvach hachakirois, ki yesh bo yiladun panim bepanim shaynim zem izeh, hal ma adnei hatoz hutbu, v'avar dvorai asher im luvavi, v'ani tefila shlo ekosho b'dvar halacha, v'ezras Hashem izbovach. We have to talk about this from various perspectives. And what the mistake is founded upon. And I will explain what is with my heart. And I am prayer that I do not stumble in this Dvar Halacha with the help of Hashem Yisbarach. Rosh HaMedabrim Bazeh Huva B'moron HaChasim Sofer Zichroinai Levroche Yoy Redeya Simen Reish Ayin Dal B'Shem Tshuv Esiyad Eliyo Simen Peiches. So the head of all those who speak about this are brought in the Chasim Sofer, Reishayin Dalet, in the name of the Tshuvas Yad Aliyah, Peches, who is Choyker, that why don't we say that the Sefer Torah, that's puzzle, will be Batel B'Roiv Haksheirim, because it's not a Dabar Chashuv, the Lord Batel, it's not a Dabar Chashuv, a Dabar Chashuv isn't Batel. A piece of meat, that's a Dabar Chashuv, a Chatichu or the Skavit, but it's not Batel, something Chashuv isn't Batel. But here, also, the atos nechshav kiblia v'chaticha chashuva, the bottle. It's like you have a chaticha, and this chaticha absorbed from the unkosher food, and it got mixed in with other chatichas. So the din is that it's batal. That if it's a bliya b'chaticha chashuva, that this chaticha is batal and the other chatichas. So why don't we say the same thing here? Why don't we say it's just one little psul in the entire Sefer Torah, and memela it's going to be batal in all the other Sifrei Torah, batal b'roi, pashat the teretz, pashat the psak, so we can all go home. Ve'adoini moiri v'rabi, abo mein Rebbe, v'heilig v'chatzim sofer, choylek olav, the whole sefer nifso, the whole sefer is puzzle, and it's a dobra choshev, and it's not bottle. He says, ma pitom, it's not one little mistake in the sefer Torah, one mistake in the sefer Torah makes the entire sefer puzzle. The entire Sefer is puzzle, not just one piece, not just one little word. That's Nivla B'Toich HaSefer. And then that Sefer is Batal to the other Sfarim. No. The whole Sefer is puzzle, and the middle of that Sefer is a Davar Choshuv. And there's no Bittel. Ayin Sham in the Chasim Sefer. V'loi chen imodi acharei neshikos neshikas ofor kapois raglei toiras hageoinim. I, however, do not agree with this, what these Ge'onim said, after kissing the dust of their feet. I love these expressions. Acharei neshikas ofor kapois raglei toras ha'ogenim. After kissing the dust of the feet of the Torah of these Ge'onim. And I have a different approach. And that is as follows. Let me explain myself. It's known from the mouths of our rabbis that Bittel Barov is learned in Sanhedrin from the Pasuk of Acher Rabba Mahatas, Ki Poli Dava, Ben Din Ladin, Shishnai Mizak, and Vechad Machayiv. But you go after the roiv. If you have two dayanim that are mezakeh, one dayan is mechayev, you follow the roiv. One is mezakeh, two are mechayev. One says he's innocent to say he's chayav, vice versa. To say he owes, one says he doesn't owe. You follow the roif. And this one guy, this judge, is batel b'rov judges. And from this we learn, bitel b'rov chatichas iser shenafal shnayim heter batel b'rov. And thus, Malem, the din, that if you have a chatichas iser shenafal b'shnayim heter, one chaticha viser that fell into two chatichas of heter, it's batel b'rov, as we see in Rashi, in Chulin, and Avtzadiches, Be'er Heitev, Ayin Sham. So let's see. What would be the din, B'dayanim, if two are Mizak or Mechayev, and one says a Chvaisnisht? Chvaisnisht, I don't know. It's Mevur in the Rambam, and in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chais, if Aleph. Afilu Shnaim Oimrim Zak Ayurchayev, Ve'echad Oimer Eini Yeino Yodeya. If two guys say Zak Ayurchayev, and one says, I don't know, Yosifu Shnei Dayanim. You should add two judges. V'nimtza shehem chamisha noisnim v'noisnim b'davo. And now we have five. Im shloishim mezakin. V'shnayim mechayvim. Three mezakit, two mechayv, zakai. Three mechayv, two mezakit, chayv. So the smother notes that even if two are mechayev or mezake, and the third is misnage, third disagrees with the two mechayev or mezaken, so then batel daitai. But if he says ein yodea, it's as if he's not being yoshev bedin. And we say if there was a third dayan that was yoshev bedin, maybe the two dayanim would say like him, ayin sham. So in other words, the sma was conscious, was aware of a dvar pele. Lama yigara im omer. If he says Eini Yodea, so then you have to add on two Dayanim. He doesn't count. But if he says, I know, differently than you, then what's the din? And the din is, that he does count. That's a Dvar Pele. When he doesn't know, and the other guys know, then the judgment's not a judgment. It doesn't count as a dying. When he says his opinion, and it's against the other two guys, so here, instead of having two against zero, you have two against one. Now he's considered a dying, and the judgment is a good judgment. So two against one works, and two against zero doesn't work. I would say the guy's more chayv if it's two against zero. Doesn't have anybody on his side. Who pele meid? Does a groise pele? That's what the Sma says. That if he would have been sitting with them, if he says, "I know," and they don't agree with him, so it's a good judgment. But if he says, "I don't know," then maybe if there was a dayan who did know, they would have been convinced by the third dayan. But he can't convince them because Imamish doesn't know, so it doesn't count. That's the answer of the Sima. But I'll call upon him, the Pelest is a Pele. So the explanation may be, V'amalti b'tam adavar be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, that the koyach of bittul is that the roiv is goyver and the miut. Because achay rabim lahatris, but that miut has to be minoy shel haroiv. Shim yosif chayil ligbo via roiv al tzidoy hayahu goyver b'koyach haroiv. It has to be the min of the roiv. That if this miut would be goyver, would overcome the roiv, we would follow the miut. So it has to be the mimin haroiv. The roiv beats the miut, but they're in the same playing field. So two guys say Chayev, one guy says Zakai. If that one guy would have the Roiv, he'd win. So the Miut is also considered a judge. because everybody is now judging. They're on the same playing field, like I said. So you have two guys who say one way, and then another guy says the other way, and if the other guy would have the roof, he'd win. So they're all judging. But they all have a shame dying. Because they're all judging. So min b'minoi, batel hamiyut b'roiv. Aval im hamiyut oimer eini yodeya, lahatois, I don't know which way to go. See, he's not a judge. He doesn't get a shame dying. He doesn't get a psak din. It's not min b'minoi. There's no bittel b'roiv. And therefore, he's not even included in the judgment. So how many judges did you have here? You only had two. You didn't have three. V'gam lu hayashayat zido al roiv shayav bezon when any yodim lachriya im liskay se lachayv loyem miut shayem yodani liskay se yoyim yodani lachayv batal keneged al roiv. Sharmein on yodim diyv shalasis mi yodani yodaya. And let's say you have two guys who say, I don't know. And one guy says, I do know. We're not mevatel that one guy b'roiv. He is ashamed dying. And he can't be batal b'roiv einam dayanim. This guy with the shame dayan isn't batal b'roiv einam dayanim. Dayanim can be mevatal dayanim. The non-dayanim can't be mevatal. So you have to add people to this herkev shel dayanim, to this group of judges. That explains pshat in the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch why any idea doesn't count. He doesn't have a shame dayan. Ve'oisif noifech b'svore, ani osif, I'll add a gem with logic, that I was choyker in an andere platz, in a different place. The koyach ha-roiv hu l'shanois es ha-shem, hu l'chadesh yesh mi-yesh, aval ein koyach ha-roiv l'chadesh yesh mi-ayin. The power of the roiv is to change the name and to be mechadesh something from something. But the roiv doesn't have the power to be mechadesh yesh me'ayin. The chakarti atuim yis'arev koi echad b'tes yisraelim v'yevshar lahakir hachinoimar debotel midin toira v'havien yud yisraelim l'kidusha. What would be an azafal that we have a goy and he's one goy and then there are nine Jews and you want to make a minyan. And your luck, you don't know who the guy is. The guy just gets mixed up with the Jews, and he doesn't know there was a whole group of people, one of them a little forgetful people, one of them was a guy, the other guys were Jews, you don't know who's who. Is this guy going to be bottled in the nine Jews and you can make a minion? Ma pitom. Or if Yisrael gets mixed up with nine Kohanim, is he going to be bottled and they all makuv karbanos, they all aduchan, ma pitom. Ach pas shegen hadavo, the haroiv poyer livro yesh me yesh. The roiv can make something from something. Lasos mechtiches dvar isur chatiches psar heter. Da metchilo haya basor rak ari yud rova alei. So you have chatiches psar isur and you have chatiches psar heter. And this Isser is going to be Batal Beheter, because originally it was Basar. Just, it was unkosher Basar, but it was Basar. So it makes, from this unkosher, makes kosher Yesh Me Yesh. But the Roiv can't make a Goy into a Jew, for a Yisrael into a Kohen. Or an Eved into an Am Kodesh, like we see in Hashalech Perek Lamites. An Eved turns into an Am Kodesh. I had Shiram on that recently. Not so long ago. כי זה בריאה חדוש של אסיס מאין יש, שיסהפך הישראל ליאס כהן, או שיסהפך גוי ליאס ישראל, או מעבד ינס הקודש, הרוב פה שיהיה לך שם לוויה, היינו שם איסו, ממילא ישר הדבר להתר. So what does the רוב do? What the רוב does is, it removes the shame levoya, meaning it had a shame, just together with the shame it was aser, and it removes the aser and makes it into heter. But it's not going to be mechadish shebriya yesh me'ayin. It can't make a completely new person from a goyin to a Jew. From an Eved into a Jew, from a Kohen into a, from a Yisrael into a Kohen. What did Poel Rov Lashanus Psak Hayotze Miyut Dayanim? She is Batal Kenegit Psak Hayotze Meroiv Dayanim. In the same way, a Roiv is Poel to be Mishane, a Psak that comes out from Miyut Dayanim. She is Batal Kenegit Psak Hayotze Meroiv Dayanim. The Roiv can change a Psak. If a Psak came out from a Miyut and a Rov, so this Miyut is going to be battle from the Rov, because they're all Dayanim. But to make from an Eini Yodea guy to a Dayan, that the Roiv doesn't do. That's Yesh Me'ayin. He's not a Dayan B'chlal. So you can't say Bittel making him into a Dayan. That doesn't work. When he says Eini Yodea, it doesn't have a Din Dayan. Oh. So we come back, Nachzor L'Anyanenu. ואם כן, איפה, איך, נימה, ספר תורה פסול יבטל בתוך שני ספרי תורה כשרים? הכי יפעל הרוב לעשות יש מאין, אם בספר תורה פסול חסר אות, או יתיר אות, או נמצא בו אות שנפסד צורתו, או נכתב בחוק תוכות וכדומה, מן הפסולים, לא בספר תורה שלם, ועל הכתיב תורת השם תמימה. How can we say that a ספר תורה is going to be bottled in two ספרי תורה כשרים? Is the Roiv going to make Yesh Me'ayin? If in the Sefer Torah Apostle you're missing a letter, so it's not a Sefer Torah, it says Torah is Hashem Tumim. There's a different Shpar, Shprach and Achroinim, very, very Mefursim, which we discussed a lot in our Shirim, that Bittel removes a shame, but it's not Moisiv shame. Which means that if you have a piece of meat that's not kosher, so it removes the shame iser. And maybe you can eat the meat. But it doesn't give it a shame, but it doesn't give a shame. You don't need a shame heter. You just need that it not be aser, not be treif. For example, if you have a chut of tzitzis that was not spun lishma, so if it's mixed in with other tzitzios, that our lishma, this wasn't. So there's a machlokas, if you can say bittel over here, why? Because who says that it gets the maila? It's mevatel. But it doesn't get the maila. Here you need the maila of it being lishma. So here you need the maila of it being a kosher sefer Torah. And that it doesn't get. Or in the language of the Heilige Machne Chaim, that you can't make yesh me'ayin. You can't make something from nothing. It's not a sefer Torah. And you want to make a sefer Torah. Missing one letter is in a Sefer Torah. So therefore, that's his own Svara. And he doesn't like the Yad Eliyahu. He wants to say that we say Bittel. That he rejects. And the Chasam Sofer says that Davar Chashev, we don't say Bittel. That he also rejects. And so what's Bittel going to help us here? Not kosher. Not a kosher Sefer Torah. How did it become a kosher Sefer Torah? Through Bittel. The Rov is Mesalek Isser, but it doesn't add on. Kedusha. Okay, the Machne Chaim discusses this issue, Kahina v'Kahina, Hemshech HaDvar Mikedim Ayin Sham, and hopefully we'll be zoch in the future to revisit this topic and shed more light on the fascinating topic of Bittul and Chalal and Bittul Sefer Torah Befrat, in our case of the one soul found in the Sefer Torah. But thank you so much for listening. Mirtz Hashem, Yishmizach Adol Modul Amid, Lashmalas, Lekhaim Skolabri, Samu Torah, Subi Ahav, Amin, Shalom, Shalom.